Namaste, welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation. I'm Sunil Rao here. Samvad, Together in Conversation, to the ones paying heed, is where we try to draw your attention to things that matter and the importance of our attention. Why is that? Now let us remember this again. What we give our attention to matters, as our life's experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving. Instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. Once our attention is drawn to the mechanism of why and what we give attention to, it is as if a veil has been stripped off and we become freer in our action and choices. And that is our endeavor. This week I bring to your attention an excerpt titled The Real You from a book titled Personal Freedom on Finding Your Way to the Real World by Dr. Arthur Dyckman. In Personal Freedom, Dr. Arthur Dyckman shows us a key to unlocking the door of this invisible prison of ideas that has enclosed us since birth. We deceive ourselves, he demonstrates, by taking our identities from the people around us instead of looking closely at what we actually are. With a lyrical yet scientific approach, he enables us to see the possibility of freedom and to take steps to make that freedom our own. Let me say at the outset, it's going to be an interesting, thought-provoking, and fun read. To the excerpt, The Real You. Remember those times you were touched by something impalpable emanating from that outside realm of people and things, music, nature, sports, prayer, insight, friendship, or love. A moment when you felt connected, merging, exalted. I'm talking about those special times when you felt a joyous reverence and gratitude and mystery and recognition at finding yourself once again at that place. Of course, you can explain it and nothing need change. The mechanical puppet called the cosmos can clank along forever. Just tell yourself that those experiences, mystical or otherwise, are the infantile derivatives of wishes, fears, and early memories. It's simple, but is that what you feel like? Talk to children and see if they experience such things. Consider carefully whether those special moments really fit the vapid formula. Infantile derivatives. Isn't that explanation something you have swallowed, force-fed like an infant indeed, but have never been able to digest? It's indigestible because it doesn't fit. That's why it's another swindle, like time. You're told you are basically alone in empty space. Yet, when you love, are you alone? When you look unguarded into another's eyes, clear place to clear place, are you alone? When you wholeheartedly engage in work or play, are you alone? There is only one way to be alone, by thinking about it. The thought creates the aloneness. The concept is the problem. Aloneness does not fit experience. Now I'll leave you with this excerpt, and I'm absolutely sure that you will enjoy reading this thought-provoking book. I feel it's a landmark book. So if you don't have a copy, you can click on the following link and buy your copy. If you feel that they're out of print, you can reach out to us through the contact links and we will see if we can help you get a copy. Enjoy reading it with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. And even if you enjoy reading it by yourself, do not forget to share interesting facts, findings, excerpts with your family, friends, near and dear ones. Now, concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out and read the blog post and listen to the episodes each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest you do and leave a review and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next time, you all stay safe, healthy, and have a good day. Namaste. Thank you.